We are on item number 12. And so, Madam Clerk, you read that for everyone and the audience in their offices.
From the Director of Human Resources and adopted resolution ordinance amending Chapter 17.16 sub 1 sub b of the Milwaukee County Code of General Ordinances regarding overtime compensation to make them consistent with the provisions of the Fair Labor Standards Act. Quarterly reports are due, informational only, unless otherwise directed by the committee.
All right. Ms. Mitchell, please.
Thank you, Chairman and Supervisor. As I was pulling together this quarterly update that's provided, I discovered that there had been a referral months ago, I believe, by Supervisor Rice to update the format in which this is provided. Unfortunately, at the time I discovered that, there wasn't sufficient time to have our payroll area rework how they pulled the data together. So I apologize for that. I've submitted a sample of what I believe you're asking for that will be useful in the future. I'd love to get some feedback on that. But in the meantime, the numbers are provided here below, the quarterly numbers. So it includes the number of employees that accrued overtime, what was paid, etc. If you'd like, I can share a comparison to December. I've got those.
Actually,
yeah.
Since we don't have a
form,
it's an informational order.
All right, it's informational order.
All right, thank you, Attorney Brady.
We'll stand with you, Mr. Chairman.
Okay, so this is an informational, and you're done with your information. Questions by committee?
None, sir.
Oh, come on. It's a pass of time. please, Supervisor Rice, throw anything.
Ms. Mitchell offered to give a comparison of the time off for this period compared to the prior quarter.
Sure. I can share with you the numbers are up across the board. The last time we provided an update in December, I can just read the numbers off. The first number there, we went up from 142 to the 204. So in terms of the number of employees that accrued overtime, in terms of the total number of employees paid the overtime, it went from 29 to 34. Hours of overtime accrued went from 6,452 to the 9,000 number you see there. Hours of overtime paid out went from 1,731 up to the 2,900. And then the total overtime paid out went from 106,187 to the 178,90.
Okay. Any suggestions as to what's contributing to the increase?
You know, at this time, I couldn't tell you that analysis. I don't know. But we'll be looking at that for future reports.
All right, thank you.
Great job. Any other questions?
Just a report.
All right. Well, then, Madam.